2004 Labor Day Conference in Cleveland, Ohio, with Brother Titus Chu. The divine and mystical realm in Colossians. Christ, the person of the divine mystical realm. Message 2.
Now we come to the second message. The first one I feel not that easy. The second one is harder, and the third one is even harder. That's message is very good, the content is very good, the audience is very good, the speaker is not bad. You know what's our problem? We are not mature enough. In other words, we're trying to give a class that belongs to university, yet many of us are still in grade school. This is why it's not that easy to give a message like this, because we are touching the central core of who God is and what is God's economy. Anyway, we still have to go on. This morning we covered the Christ, who this Christ is, with six items. Now we have to say the second one. Now you need to see Christ is the mystery of God. Then with this very Christ, he also has a mystery, that is the church. And among the churches, there's also the mystery, that is the mystery of God's economy. So these are very nice terms. Try to remember them, whether you understand or not. Christ, the person of the divine mystical realm. So you learn five or three terms. Number one, Christ. Number two, the person. Number three, the divine mystical realm. And in this realm, you should see there's a mystery of God, there's a mystery of Christ, and there's a mystery of God's economy. This will be shared in two messages. Come to church is a mystery of Christ. I begin to realize it is rather hard. So I pick up him, 824. Ask Brother Stephen Chu, write the outline according to that hymn. Then we modify it. So that make it easier, so we can share a little and sing the song. Amen. Then share a little and enjoy the hymns. Then we may be able to be brought to this in a much more practical way. However, before we come to the part about the church and the stewardship, we need to still say two things. Number one, in the church life, you need the apostles or the servant of the Lord to struggle for the saints, so the saints can be rooted and built up in Christ. Who is this Christ? The person of the divine mystical realm. You know, brother, just this statement gives you a new understanding. Your thought about the church life is that I go to the meeting Lord's Day morning. If I'm a good brother, I also go to a meeting on Tuesday morning. If I'm an extra good brother, I open my house, also have a meeting at my home on Friday night. So, okay, I have three meetings, Lord's Day morning, Tuesday night, Friday night. What a good brother I am. I enjoy your chicken. You enjoy my pizza. I cook for you. You cook for me. We come together in love. You know, Paul doesn't say that. Paul says, okay, brothers, I want you to know what a struggle I have for you and for those who are very close to you. That's another church. For those who are in Laodicea. Then he says something it's hard to believe. And also for those I've never met. Brother, can you ever fight for someone never met? I never meet this person. And also, I'm struggling for you, for Laodicea, and for those who have not seen me face to face. I like to struggle. For what reason? So that they can be brought to the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ. You know, here, there's a servant of the Lord. Suppose I say, by God's grace, by Lord's grace, I am as a humble servant of the Lord. For I declare I'm a servant of the Lord. I put myself in the place very, very hard in living and very, very purposeful in operation. This is not easy. No one wants this kind of life. People want to live. People wait to die. People want to live. People wait to die. To them, everything goes by cycle. Do you get my point or not? Now you are young, you struggle. Then when you are 50, you try your best not to be laid off. When you are 60, you get nervous because two more years, you will decide what kind of retirement you have. But most companies lay you off when you are 50 or 60. Then what? Finally, by God's mercy, you survive to 62. You have a real relief sign. Oh, I retired. Then I ask you, retire for what? Of course, some brother began to say, now I'm a full-timer. Praise the Lord for this. Huh? It's better than you never was full-timer, right? Now I want to serve the Lord. Praise the Lord for this. Brother, do you realize? Paul says, no. This kind of life is not good enough. What is a good life? A life that struggle. Aren't you from, where are you from, sister? Dimboy, right? Do you know you come into the church life? Because one brother there struggled. And his name called Manahan. Am I right? He and his wife struggled. Out of their struggling, this couple struggling, they are 20, they are 30, begin to see what the Lord is doing, right? But I tell you, it's not just that easy. It is very easy for Brian become a spiritual accountant. You know what a spiritual accountant? I am here 3 years, 2 years, I don't know how many years. But anyway, when I come here, there's zero. The first year, I gain two. Now there's 20. After 4 years, I have 10 times increase. I'm contacting another 50. Brother, you know many good brothers are accountant and graduate from Satanic University. And just to take them away from the goal. You know, Brian should never have a view. Are you from there? Also, right? Brian should never have a thought, I'm going to bring them into the church life. So under my name or under my lead, there will be 20, 30, 40, 50. No, Paul says, I don't even care about this. My life is a struggling life. When I struggle, I'm very purposeful. I want to struggle to the extent that all the brothers and sisters I serve, they are brought unto. Unto what? Unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God. They were unto the full knowledge. What does it mean? Full knowledge of mystery of God. Basically, that means it controls you. You understand what I'm talking about? My interpretation is simple. I don't like anything related to modern technology. Not that I don't like it, I hate it. Every time I see new invention, I say, oh my, more headaches coming in. Now, even this thing, becomes so complicated. Used to be just simple. You push it, that's it. Now you have to push it down. You have to push this to move it up so you get protected. Okay, that is not hard enough. You know the mental case, the guy who makes 3 bars in the bottom. Nobody knows what are they for. I look at it, I say, who can be that stupid? Invent something, actually it's a switch, right? On, off, that's it. Why you have to make it push and 3 more things and move it up and move it down? This is called the modern technology. Then you got into computer. I heard that there's a little box. You can write and can read your writing and become something they can type it out and can receive facts. When I buy a cell phone, they say, do you want to use a what? You know, that means you can receive facts. I say, I don't know how to read it. If someone do send it to me, I'm in trouble. The best is nobody knows how to get to me. Then I'm peaceful. You can. Then, of course, then brother says, oh, Titus, you live too ancient. And so I got the email address. I can let you know it's a good address. Huh? www.tchu44111@yahoo. Praise the Lord. I remember. But I never even once touched it. Now, how did you get your email? I'm thankful the brother work produced email for me on the irregular basis. When they are in here, I got it every day. When are not here, I got it not that often. But anyway, when email come in, I can receive within 3 to 5 days. That's for sure. Praise the Lord for this. Am I right? That's good enough, good enough. You send the mail, takes 3-5 days, so I can save you 40 cents. And praise the Lord for this. You know, brother, eventually, anything that with modern technology never attract me. I see people says, oh, look at my cell phone. I say, well, so what? He said, look how small that is. I said, that's right. You lose it much easier. I'm right. And when you punch the key, much harder. You have a bigger one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, very clear, right? When you have a little one, you have grr. Why must you torture yourself with a little phone like this? But I tell you something, those who are good at technologies, good at it, oh, they love it. They know everything come out new. Are you one of them? What is most modern, what's produced now? Even they can buy a machine, they talk, and everything was typed out through their talking. How careful that is. But you know that? Because of that occupancy, they were occupied by this modern technology. They got the full knowledge of the modern technology. So what is the full knowledge of Christ? I tell you, full knowledge of Christ to different people can be differently at different level. But whatever the level that is, you got to have the full knowledge of Christ in your level. That is, I fell in love with Christ, I treasure Christ, I lay hold on Christ, I focus on Christ, I declare Christ, I know no one but Christ, I care for nothing but Christ, I am unto Christ. My life is for no one, for nothing, for no program, but Christ himself. Amen. That is what it means here. Until the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. Now I get my job done. Did you get it? How come, Brother Xu? Years ago, he talked with me. Do you think where I am, I come from? Come on. At that time, his hair is kind of funny. Now his hair is beautiful. I look at him, oh, you must come from South America. Then he began to speak something in Chinese. Ah! Then I found out he's from Chicago. He's Brother Kirk Xu's son. Your dad is a full-timer. You must love the Lord. You got to love the Lord. If you don't, I'm going to let you get it. Do you know the full knowledge of Christ? Tell me. Unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ.
I hope so.
What are you talking about? You hope so. You know, brother, you laugh. But usually that's the way we work. Am I right or not? I see something. Thank you. I see something. Whatever I see, I manufacture them into a bar. I see it. Brother, I see it. Come on. With your, how do you see that hair? No hair. Come on. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes.
That's good. You can go. Okay. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, come on. Did you see it? Did you see it?
Yeah.
Brother, you know, he has no choice but say, yeah. I tell you, Paul is interesting. He said, I really struggle. I struggle because I struggle that affects my life. My living is a struggling living. My life is a struggling life. In my struggling, I want to say that. I want to bring you to the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. Amen. But what is in between? How can I do these things? What is in between? Then he said, number one, I want your heart being comforted. Oh, I like it. You know what's the problem with the church life? Everybody's trying to teach others what to do. Every few brothers try to comfort the other saints. Think about it. Young girl, come on. She's pretty bright, huh? And been in the church life half year. Come on. And a good sister. I love the Lord, am I right? At least publicly.
Yeah.
Well, we only see her publicly, right? So that's all we can testify, right? But anyway, I hope also privately. Anyway, dear sister, do you know Christ?
Amen.
Do you see Christ?
Amen.
Are you willing to give up everything for Christ?
As much as I can, yes.
I want you to bring to unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ.
Amen.
What do you mean by try your best? There's nothing for trying. That's it. Okay. I mean, he got scared. The first thing he's doing is, this is the last meeting I'm going to be here. I don't know what Christ they have. I know what kind of Christ you have. For me, your Christ, I don't like. You know, what she need? What she need was something so sweet. Amen. That her heart can be comforted. Amen. Let me ask you, you come into the church life in Toledo.
Yes.
For half a year.
Yes.
What did they do to get you into church life?
Damien right there brought me.
I tell you, the secret they did is, number one, Tom Glenn come. And a brother, a lawyer, at least was a lawyer, and also an officer in the army. He was a real stuff. He was not in Cambodia by declaring. No. Real stuff. And he come to him, sister, how come you're that sweet now? Sister, now you come to the local church life. Because when you come to local church life, you must know we care for nothing and no one but Christ.
That's right.
If you want to have a job, if you want to have a marriage, if you want to have a fortune, if you want to have a future, if you want to have a career, you want to do any sale, do any business, get out of here. We are here only for Christ. Then I tell you, right after that, she says, goodbye. Did he do that to you?
No.
How come?
He's my brother.
You're no longer that legal. But I mean, well, let's be honest. Tom has never been legal. You know, Tom, how you brought this sister into the church? How you bring this into the church life? Don't say Lord's mercy. Don't say that. How did you bring this sister into church life? I can assure you, someone spent time with you.
Amen.
Someone invites you for dinner.
Yes.
Someone tried to comfort you.
Yes.
Someone spent time answering your questions.
Amen.
Someone tried to pray with you.
Amen.
Someone tried to teach you how to pray right.
Amen.
Anyone?
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. Someone tell you how to live a life before the Lord.
Amen.
And when you are in the church life, you find out one thing. Praise God. In the church life, my heart is comforted.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Is that true or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You're in the church life 1 year. Come on. How long have you been in the church life?
About 3 years.
Oh, we don't need you. How come you come to church life?
Same reason.
Oh, no.
I met Brian at a swimming pool.
Brian Manahan is a German. A German. German or Germany? German. It's a German. A German never know how to smile. They got a stern face. And the way they look at you. Don't think I'm joking. I was in Germany many times. Sometimes the way the brother look at you make you wonder, you know, did you comb your hair or something wrong, and you dare not to touch it because you don't want to be more exposed and you are so concerned. And by the way they look at you. And not once, many times. Especially after you give a good message. Did Brian look at you like that?
No.
Are you American?
Yes.
Are you one of the hopeless American? Are you one of the American have no idea why are you living on this earth, just eat hamburger and fries?
No.
You know, I can assure you, every new one who is in church life here today, in the last half 1 year, they testify the same thing. I come because my heart is warmed by the brothers.
Amen.
Am I right or not?
Amen.
Did Naomi treat you nice?
Yes.
Oh, she's sub-German. sub-German. Her husband's a German, you know. So, and Naomi, by nature, is pretty rigid. She's very, very capable. You know she's very capable?
Yeah.
She slices meat, I can assure you. They are all equal. Am I right?
Yeah.
I never ate there, but I believe so. Because you just look at her face, you know that. The one, if he cut soybean kirk, it's got they all this white. And now you come in church life. Everything you do is not right. Sister. I better not say too much. But anyway, I'm happy you are here.
Thank you.
Why you are here?
Because I love the Lord.
That's one of the reasons. You have to say, I'm here because my heart is comforted in this place.
Amen.
Do you get it or not? Thank you. I see the sister here. For some reason, I pick up sister this time. This one. What's your name? I forgot. Sorry.
Jackie.
Jackie. Beautiful. Never smile. I mean that. Remember, I keep on repeating, I say, Jackie, please smile. Please give us a smiling face. Oh, look, now you stand up. Give them a big smile. Oh, I don't think it's a light thing. Don't be embarrassed, sorry. Huh? Look how nice is that. It's not a fake one. It's not a fake one, you know. It's real. Thank you, sister. You know, what is the church life? Paul says, I have a struggle.
Amen.
My struggle is that your heart should be comforted. Amen. Out of the comforting, then what? You will be knit together in love.
Amen.
This love is a divine love. In other words, young brother, it's interesting. Where are you from? Toledo too?
Toledo.
Oh. Are you a karate player?
No.
You should go to Taiwan if you're a karate player. Are you from Toledo too? Are you in the church life? How long?
I've been meeting with the brothers for
3 months. 3 months? Come on. We need the young timers. We don't need the old timers. They have a real marvelous high cathedral, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a castle.
How big is their castle?
With the moat or just the castle?
The castle, how big is that?
Very, very small.
How come? What do you mean? I mean, you just said a big one. How come it becomes so small? Let me ask you. They got a lot of PhDs, professors.
Oh, yes.
And they got a lot of wealthy people.
Oh, yes.
They got many presidents of the bankruptcy to be company.
Yes.
And that's why you come into church, right?
No.
Brother, people must live with a reason. If you want to find a church, find a good church.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? So they can give you a career opportunity. They can help you to make a fortune. So they can buy your insurance. So they can buy your direct sale of any kind of vitamin. Did you get any of this?
That's why I came to Cleveland. I was hoping there was more opportunity.
Well, no. Now there's something we have to think about. Here's a brother come to Cleveland hoping there are more opportunity. So our first thought is, the church is very pure. I kick you out. No. Brother, what the Bible say? Let their heart be comforted.
Amen.
Whatever the motive you have. Whatever the motive you possess, you come into the church life. In the church life, your heart is comforted.
Amen.
Let me ask you, you've been with Toledo's 3 months.
Amen.
Is your heart comforted?
Amen.
Are you comforted?
Amen.
Then, out of being comforted, you knit together.
Amen.
With some brother in love.
Amen.
Let me see, huh? Do you know that man?
I seen him at a meeting one time.
Oh, not so much.
Sit in the back.
Okay, he sit in the back.
I know that man.
You know that man. Okay, come on, come on. Do you love him?
Amen, brother.
Brother, he can be your dad. I mean, his son is older than you. And he's a lawyer. At least he was a lawyer. Do you know that? He has a law degree. And he has a law firm. A small firm, but a firm, right?
Very firm.
He was an officer. And he once said that his word is a law. At least his sergeant told him, because he's an officer, you are the law. You know, when you go to the village, what should you do? You decide, because you are the commander. Do you know that, man? And your heart is comforted. I'm being knit together with an old man. But this is a peculiar, though. Isn't this peculiar? How can you be knit together with this old man?
It's a mystery.
Brother, how old are you? 20?
25.
25. He is 55. How old are you, brother?
59.
59, say, oh. Drop him.
Oh, yeah.
No young people needs old man. But for some reason you have to say, but I can't. I can't. Because after my heart is comforted in the church life, I begin to be knit together with those who are in the church life, together in love.
Yeah.
You know, church life should never have any kind of purging. Purging belongs to party. Purging belongs to society. Power struggling belongs to company. In the church life, Apostle Paul testified, oh, how I desire that your heart be comforted. And more than that, you can be knit together with those in the divine love.
Amen.
Let me ask you, do you love him?
Amen, brother.
It doesn't make sense. There's nothing with him you can love. You love that young man. I can see that.
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
John is lovable. Yeah.
You love. No, no, not only that. They all are muscle men. Just look at them. Aren't they the same? Same haircut, same muscle, same style, same manner of life. You know that. They love one another. They don't even need Jesus. They love one another. But here's another man with me that's even worse. Much older. I don't have any muscle. I have nothing but fat. Terrible. But we can say, because our heart are comforted.
Amen. Amen.
Therefore, we can be knit together in love.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, brother, this love is a divine love.
Amen.
God's love operating him. God's love operating him.
Amen.
God's love operating we too.
Amen.
Therefore, we four brothers can say, we can be knit together in love.
Amen.
Oh, how good is this? Thank you, brothers.
Amen.
How good is this? You know, Paul said, I like to bring you to the reality, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. Then he said, out of this, by what? By that your heart should be comforted. Then you can knit together in love. Then what? You all together unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. You know, everybody read the Bible could have understanding. But the assurance of the understanding comes from the brothers knitting together in love. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Young girl, don't look down on the floor. How old are you? Huh? Are you okay? Let me ask you, do you read the Bible? Do you read the Bible? Once in a while, right? Not every day, but you never read the Bible? Don't cry. You read the Bible, right? Are you a second generation? Yeah, second generation. At least you read Bible with your dad and mom. Of course, they may not read the Bible at home. They read Bible in the church meetings. So at least you read the Bible in the church meetings. You know, sister, I tell you, when you read the Bible, and something will impress you. Wow, that's so good. But for some reason, there's no assurance. There's no assurance to what you know. You seem to say, touch the Lord, I'm very clear, hallelujah, the Lord speak to me. Yet, Paul here says, the riches of the full assurance of understanding. The things I understand, but brought into the assurance. And this assurance is rich assurance. Why? Because I am with my brothers. Young brother? You're lovely, right? Do you know you should love the brothers beside you? He's your physical brother, right? Well, so you fight. Of course, you have enough love to forgive one another. But you do fight, do you? If you don't, then you're abnormal. Because some of your physical brothers, right? Do you love him? And do you love your brother? Do you read the Bible? And do you read the Bible? Do you feel the Lord spoke to you in a certain way? Do you also feel the Lord spoke to you in a certain way? I tell you, the assurance comes by you two knit together. For instance, you read the Bible, huh? Go ye therefore, disciple all the nations. Amen. Baptize them into the name of the Father and Son and the Spirit. Amen. Am I right? So you read, wow. Now, go ye therefore, you walk out of the door. Where? Then, disciple all the nations. You begin to wonder, can I get him even saved? Now I have to disciple him. Do you get my point there? But young brother, when you all young people come to that top, were you there? In that top. When you're all in the top, I tell you, the young people are going like this. Oh, I wasn't here. I never see any video. My guess, young people go, and some stand on the chair, and I'm happy some older elders sitting there watching, and they're joyful. You know, elders should stand up and say, sit down, young people. Behave. This is a holy place. What are you doing here? Okay, all of a sudden, all the comfort is gone. All the knitting is gone. Criticism never built up the church. Amen. Criticizing one another never blessed the church. Amen. Teach brothers to say what is right or what is wrong never built up the church. Paul says, I struggle for you. How do I struggle? I want your heart to be comforted. Then I want you, more than that, then I want you to be knit together with others in love. And more than that, that you would have the assurance of understanding. Eventually, that will bring you to the full knowledge of the mystery of God. What is the mystery of God? Christ. Christ is the mystery of God. I tell you, I hate time. I'll tell you a story. One day I was taking hospitality at a brother's home. A young brother came. He turned off the light in my room. I don't know what's happened. When he came to me, I was reading. He took my book away and closed it. No. He didn't take away. He hold the book. He take the book away. Then I said, what is he trying to do? Then he turned off the headlight, you know, the light on the bedside. He turned off that, so the whole thing is dark. Then I realized, he wants me to go to sleep. Yeah, he's just young. I mean, about 5-6 years old. But I tell you something more interesting. Then he take a flashlight out of his pocket. He give me back my book. He opened it up and used flashlight shine on the letters. Now I understand. The mystery is that, his mystery is that, I should read my book with his flashlight. And the light got to be in his hand. Oh, you know, interesting. Many times we see many things outward. We never realize what is inward. For instance, you ask God, are you a creator? Yes. Are you omnipresent? Yes. Are you able to do everything? Yes. Are you forever? And what? Are you self-existing? Ever-existing? He will say yes. Then if you ask him, are you doing all these things? He will say yes. But I tell you, until you really know him, know what in his heart, every question you ask, every answer you get, do not hit him. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He wants you to ask you one question. He says, are you a creator? Yes. All the flowers beautiful. He says, I know. All the trees are beautiful. I know. All the mountains. I know. All the ocean. I know. A lot of demons live in there. And all the land. I know. Oh, you create me, right? I know. And then everything he says, he'll say, I know. But he won't be happy. He will say, but do you know what is in my heart? That is called the mystery of God. The mystery of God is the hidden heart, hidden things in God's heart. That's what he focuses. That's what pay attention to. That's what he operates through. That's what he treasures. That's what he feels most valuable. Until you hit that, God will never be happy. Amen. Young brother, do you love the Lord? You do. Have you consecrated yourself to the Lord? You guess you have, right?
Yes.
So you will be a missionary to go to Africa.
See,
you don't know how to work with me. I tell you, it's interesting. Huh? I stopped by London for one day. Came back to the United States in the last trip. He says, how long have you been in London? I say, one day. He looked at me and my daughter says, oh, you go there for some business. I said, no. We went to Africa and we are Christians. He doesn't even look at me. Go. Because all the Christians should go to Africa. Do you understand what I mean? Once you say, oh, we go to Africa, we are Christians. I go, no more questions, nothing. Just, that's it. It seems out to be. So, brothers, young brother, come on. Handsome as you are, look at it. I mean, look at this. Right? Look at it. Do you love the Lord?
I do.
Do you give your life to the Lord?
Yes, I do.
You want to go to Africa?
Maybe someday.
Then when? I tell you, you should answer. Brother, you should answer. You haven't got it yet. He said, Titus, God doesn't even care if I go to Africa.
God doesn't even care if I go to Africa.
Then what does God care? Whom does God care? The mystery of God. The mystery of God.
Christ.
The mystery of God.
Christ.
The mystery of God.
Christ.
Whom God care?
Christ.
You see, this is not our concept, right? Our concept, you love the Lord, go to Africa. And of course, he's not, so far, not a totally satisfying brother, right? If he says, I will go, I'll say, please, Lord, God gave somebody as his army. God says, I don't even care for this army. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I do.
Mystery of God is only Christ.
Amen.
Huh. You know that man?
He looks familiar.
Yeah, come on, come on, come on. This man is a teacher. Do you know his Greek? The top in his class.
I did.
You did?
I did.
We dare not even ask him because he knows too much. You ask a simple Greek, we don't know where he is, so we forget about it. But anyway, he is the best teacher. So with him, you must read the Bible. You got to, look, you have a teacher like this. You should study Greek. You should give yourself to say, I want to develop myself in truth. Am I right? Yep. You should read all the books. Do you know who is now? John Nelson Darby?
John Nelson Darby?
You don't, then read his book. Do you know who is T.L.C. Sparks?
No.
Oh, read his book. Do you know who is A.B. Simpson?
No.
Oh, read his books. Do you know who is Watchman Nee?
No.
Oh, read his books. Do you know who is Witness Lee? If you still say no, I could be very upset. You got to say why yes.
Yes.
Amen. Do you really know? At least know of Witness Lee?
Witness Lee?
Yeah. No? Read his book. But brother, do you realize? We often, this is a good advice. We often end up with read his book and ignored the Christ in his book.
Amen.
Do you get my point or not? The mystery of God, Christ. Seems the Lord will say, I don't care about many things you think crucial, important. Let me tell you, mystery of in me, with me, the mystery is Christ. Only when Christ come out, I will never be satisfied.
Amen.
Isn't that good? So what is your life for?
For Christ.
Amen.
What do you live unto? Whom you live unto?
Unto the Lord.
Christ.
That's correct.
Whom are you serving?
Christ.
Whom are you spending time with every day?
Christ.
Amen.
Speak stronger, can you?
Christ.
Amen.
More stronger.
Christ.
Amen.
Even more stronger.
Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
How about we all say Christ, Christ, Christ?
Christ.
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 Christ. Christ. God cares for no one but Christ.
Amen.
But remember that though. This Christ comes by your heart being comforted.
Amen.
You have three from Toledo. Right? Three muscle men. I don't know what's happened. Every one of you is a muscle man. What's happened? You are karate too?
No, I just lift weights.
Just a weight. You lift weight.
Yeah.
Look at it. Oh, Lord Jesus. I mean, there are four eggs. I couldn't find one egg. Only fat. But here's four eggs. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, brother? But remember that. You have to learn to say, I come to the church life. Not because there are many muscle men. I come to church life because when I come into the church life, my heart is comforted.
Amen.
You know, how do you comfort the people? Don't make too many issues. When you make issues, their heart is not comforted. For instance, brother, do you know come to the meeting you need a tie? Yeah, you got one, right?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah. Do you know the tie cannot be colorful, but cannot be so simple? Do you know that when you put the tie on, it got to go like this? You know, brother, no ending. Oh, do you know the tie got to be like this? Oh, with the good things like this, you need a suit. You need a jacket. I don't know, maybe too big or small, whatever that is. You need a jacket. Oh, this is you need a jacket. That's really good, right? Really good. You need a jacket. You need a jacket that really fits you. And then, and the color also should match. A match too. Ah, oh, so I love you, brother, because you are come to my standard. You have a good tie, and you know how to put tie on, and your jacket is just right, and hallelujah. For this reason, I love you. Then I got another brother. Come on. Do you know you need a jacket too?
I don't have a tie.
Do you need a jacket too? Brother, go eat more, so you can be bigger. Yes, Brother, remember that. When the church life is possessed with any other things than Christ,
yes,
the church cannot be built up.
Amen.
You want to be rooted? Thank you. You want to be rooted and grounded. Now, build up in what? In Christ. Because the mystery of God, Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
I want you to know, brothers, that we should learn in our life to say, I only care for Christ.
Amen.
Remember how much we were taught when we were young. How much we sing that song. We only care for Christ. We only care for Christ. I only care for Christ. We taste and we testify. Huh? We only care for Christ. We only care for Christ. We taste it and testify. We only care for Christ. Again. We only care for Christ. We only care for Christ. We taste it and we testify. We only care for Christ.
How good a church life is this?
Some come in modern hippie. Some come in ancient classic. Makes no difference because we all here care only for Christ. And we in every local church, in every local church, we should be very clear. The process is this caring come from someone's struggle. The elder struggle. Full-timer, struggle. Pillars, struggle. Leading ones, struggle. The brother in the church life longer, struggle. Struggle what? To comfort all the new ones. To comfort all the saints. Don't set up standard. Don't set up demand. Don't set up regulations. Realizing, Paul says, I struggle that your heart will be comforted. Because you are comforted, you can be knit together in love.
Amen.
Then you can brought into the assurance of the full knowledge. That what? The mystery of God, Christ.
Amen.
Then we come to second. Who is this Christ? I give you, this morning I give you six things, right? Tonight I give you nine things. A, B, C, D, E. That's four, right? F, G, H, I. Five and four more. Nine things, huh? Now, number one, who is this Christ? Christ is the one declared God. Isn't that marvelous? You know why I treasure my son, my daughter, even my, I'm an outside grandfather. Do you understand what is outside grandfather? Means a granddaughter wouldn't take you in your name. One day I told my son-in-law, I said, oh, this, I'm an outside grandfather. And my son-in-law said, no, you're just a grandfather. I said, no, if that is the case, change her name to Chu. Then quickly Rex says, no, you know, I can see how nervous he is. I told him, well, listen, that means I'm an outside grandfather because she doesn't take my name. Do you get my point or not? I tell you, brother, huh? Whatever that is, they all do one thing. They declare who I am. Here's Tom. Where's Peter? Where's Jimmy, right? Jimmy? Everyone serving? Oh.
Zach is here.
Oh, Zach. Where's Zach? Come on, Zach. Oh. Come on, quick. Come on, quick, come on. You know what Zach is here doing? Yeah? We do not know Tom Gnaughton. Here's a name. He's a young brother. Oh, he's a modern hippie, too. Brother Zach McNaughton. I wonder, is there a man, his name's Tom Gnaughton? Is there such a man?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do I know there's a man, Tom Gnaughton?
Well, he's my dad.
Yeah, just say, look at me, you stupid. I'm here, of course my father's Tom Gnaughton. Do you get my point or not?
Amen.
We see him. We see the father, of course, with a beard that not that much alike. But
he's in my heart.
Come on. Still there are similarities. You see the Son? You see the Father? You see the Son? You see the Father? You see the Father who produced the Son? The Son declared the Father.
Amen.
This is why, if Tom, something hidden in Tom, he most treasured, he feel most precious, that got to be Zach.
Yes.
And he would say, no, I got 5 or 6 or 7 kids.
Zach's here.
Zach's here, okay. So, Zach, you know why you're so precious to Tom? Because you are the mystery of Tom. And you declared Tom.
Amen.
If Tom Bernardin is not here today in the meeting, I would say, brother, there's a brother, his name, brothers, there's a brother, his name is Tom Bernardin. And then you say, who is he? Okay, let me show you. This is his son.
Amen.
Do you get it or not? Then everybody knows there's a father. I tell you, brother, why Christ is so marvelous. Thank you. Because no one has seen God. No one. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. This is why he's so precious. He is the mystery of God, because he declares God. And more than that, secondly, he is the image of God and also become in the likeness of man. Image means expression. Okay, come on. Come on, you. Yeah, he's here. A lovely young brother, where are you from?
Buffalo.
Buffalo could have a young man like you. That's pretty good. You know, he sits by that brother. Come on, come on. Often I look at it, I ask him, are you two physical brothers? Look at the image. What's your name?
Ben.
What's your name?
Nathaniel.
Ben. You just hide yourself a little bit. You want to know Ben? Look at him. Do you get my point? Then you come out. Nathaniel, it's your turn to hide. You want to know Nathaniel? Look at him. Because they are the image of one another. They express one another. You see Ben, right? You see Nathaniel. You see Nathaniel. You see Ben. You know, brother, you see Lord Jesus, you see God.
Amen.
You see Christ, you see God.
Amen.
Christ is the image of the invisible God. Thank you. And more than that, Christ is the source of all God's work. Oh, this is a big thing, huh? Suppose I write a big, big Christ. He has the centrality. He also has universality of the universe of God's work. So here, within the work, there is, within Christ, there's a work. Christ is the source of God's work. Then with God's work, you continue, that the center of God's will. With this work, God has a will. Now, what is in God's will? God's will is only Christ, the center of God's will, the constitution of God's plan. When this will displayed, it's called plan. Then what? The realization of God's economy. If I can reverse it, maybe better, Economy on top, plan on in the bottom. What you see was God's economy according to God's plan. Hiddenly is God's plan. What you experience is God's economy. Oh, Christ. Christ is what? The source of God's work, the center of God's will, the constitution of God's plan, then what? The realization of God's economy, then the accomplishment of God's purpose. So eventually, this work, Christ, the work, the source of that is Christ, developed from Christ as God's will to the accomplishment of God's purpose that is also Christ. Do you like it or not? So can we read point 3 together? Strong, huh? Christ is the source of all God's work, the center of God's will, the constitution of God's plan, the realization of God's economy, and the accomplishment of God's purpose. Then more than that, how did he do this? This like introduction. How did he do this? Number one, no? He did it by what? By process to bring God into man. Then as a perfect man, through death and resurrection, he has brought man into God. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's no longer lonely man. There's no longer lonely God. God, through Christ, was brought to man. That's why he incarnated. After he incarnated, he grew until 33 years, right? Then what? He's a perfect man. There's nothing wrong. You can find no fault with this man. So through death and resurrection, he brought man into God. Or you can say, he brought humanity into divinity. Through incarnation, he brings divinity into humanity. Through resurrection, he brings humanity into divinity. Another word, through incarnation, he brings God into man. Through resurrection, he brings man into God. Isn't he marvelous? Don't you believe God will say, the mystery of me is just him. He's too precious, right? Then what? After he resurrected, he became, he as the Spirit become, let me read it to you. Christ as the Spirit, what? Is as a complete God. He's, you know, Christ as a Spirit is as a complete God is a Spirit. Remember what? The consummated and the process triune God. Now, he became the Spirit. Remember, Brother Lee used to teach us, for the Spirit was not yet. One day he resurrected. He became the Spirit. As the Spirit itself, himself, is a complete God. What? The consummate of the process triune God. Then as a life-giving Spirit, he realized God's economy. Oh, it's interesting. Come on, Kirk's son. What's your name? Brian? Is your dad here? I didn't see him.
No.
How come?
He's going to be here next.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Oh, he'll be next week. Whatever.
Oh, Monday.
I'm very happy. You know what's happened? He's taller and taller. He's still grow. He still have a couple inches to grow. How old are you?
18.
He's a marvelous man, but only a man. Do you get my point or not? Not a wealthy man, or not a skillful man, just a man. So for instance, maybe I use a medical doctor illustration. He is a man, but not a medical doctor. Am I right?
Yeah,
I'm right. So now I got a headache. I sleep. I come to him. Please help me. He has sympathy. He doesn't have what? Healing. But if he's a man and also a physician, then I come here. He says, here is some sodafe. Who has any? Anyone has sodafe? I gave to brother some. Are you here? You have one. Come on, quick. We need medicine badly. I sneeze so bad. Oh, I got a Tylenol. That's not sodafe. But anyway, I eat it. I got healed. It's the same man. Do you get my point? He is a man. He's also a spirit. He's also a physician. As a spirit, I tell you, he's a complete process, triune God. Then, as a life-giving spirit, he become a divine physician. What do you need? I got a headache. Touch me. I got bone ache. I don't know if bone ever get ache. But anyway, backbone get ache, right? I got a bone ache. Touch me. I tell you, the Lord Jesus not only is the Spirit, but also he is the life-giving Spirit. Amen. As a Spirit, you can say, oh God, you are the processed triune God. complete. Then as a life-giving spirit, you have to say, Lord, you meet all my need. Amen. Do you have any need?
Yes.
What is your need? To look more like Chinese?
Oh. No.
Even now, he look a little bit South American, is it? Oh, now you got it. You look, brother, I tell you something interesting. The Lord Jesus is not touchable. If you touch the Lord, you touch God. And more than you touch God, you touch the life-giving element.
Amen.
He gives you life.
Amen.
Every time you touch the Lord answers you and meet your need.
Amen.
You just think about it. Here's a young man. Here is a lawyer. Here is a doctor. Not a physician, no. A PhD. I mean, he's a national, on a national laboratory. You know, he produced many PhDs. I hope he can produce many spiritual PhDs too. And here is a musician. Their needs are very different. Of course, they all are old. Besides this young generation, you are younger. You are young. You're about 50, right?
55. Young.
How old are you?
49.
Oh, you're only 49. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Finally, young one. Here is one around 60. Right? Didn't you say you are?
59.
59, okay. Around 60. Here's the one around 55. Here's the one around 50. Here's one going to become 20. Their need is very, very different, isn't it? What is his need? Lord, give me a good grade. Lord, soften my dad's heart so I can have a little more spare money. Lord, did you ever pray for spare money?
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with praying for spare money. But Lord, get me into a good university. Am I right? Lord, and give me a better grade. Lord, when I'm going to take the test of S, whatever.
SAT.
Give me wisdom that I can get 650 points. And here's another one. He's serving. Lord, remember Detroit, Toledo. Lord, bless the three young men from Toledo.
Amen.
And here is an elder in Montreal. Lord, bless Montreal. Take care of the church in Montreal and also my lab. And here's another one. Lord, he just wrote a book on all the hymn writers, which
Amen.
Is very good. I hope it can be published soon so you could have a copy with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, publish that.
Amen.
You know the interesting part? You know the interesting part with the Lord? He said, okay. I would answer all your prayer by give you the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
You ask for a lot. But I'm a wholesaler. I'm not a retailer. Neither am I a department store. I only sell one merchandise.
Amen.
That is spirit.
Amen.
When you have spirit, you have spare money.
Yes.
When you have spirit, you serve powerful.
Amen.
When you have spirit, church in Montreal will be blessed.
Amen.
When you have spirit, you don't even care if your book published. And it, will be published.
Amen.
How marvelous is. How marvelous is. He is the spirit. He's also the life-giving spirit. Thank
Amen.
You, brothers. Huh? So here it says, huh? Christ, as a complete God, is a spirit, the consummation of the process triune God. And as a life-giving spirit, he's the realization of God's economy. Whatever God wants to do is through the life-giving spirit. And more than that, next point. Through his death on the cross, Christ terminated the old creation. And in his resurrection, Christ produced the new creation, which is his body, the church. Do you like it? He died. You know when he died? Brother, what happened? You died with him.
Amen.
When he was on the cross, you and I also are on the cross.
Amen.
He died, we died. He terminated, we terminated.
Amen.
But in his resurrection, he begat us.
Amen.
So we become the new creation. You know, brother, what's your name?
Mike.
Brother Muscle Man?
Mike.
Brother Mike? Don't you know that? You are no longer in an old creation. You are a new creation.
Amen.
Not only a new creation, brother, you are a new creation with all the brothers together as the new man.
Amen.
Expressed in localities. Isn't that marvelous? And more than that, in Christ, all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. What God gives you called wisdom. What you return called knowledge. For instance, to believe in the Lord needs wisdom. Do you believe in Jesus? Are you sure? You're sure, huh? That is surely wisdom. But when the wisdom comes, seems that the Lord is speaking to you. Now believe in me. Do you get my point? When the Lord is speaking to you, Lord, believe in me. You need understanding to go back. Wisdom and what? It's understanding, right? Wisdom and knowledge. You need the knowledge to go back. How did you get saved? You say, God has told me I need to be saved. I have the knowledge to tell God, yes, I receive you so that I can be saved.
Amen.
Then there's a complete cycle on the matter of being saved. All your whole Christian life is this. God keep on dispense giving himself to you for you to have wisdom. It's not simple. Let me ask you, young brother. How many times the Lord has met you to be your wisdom? In other words, think about it. In your whole Christian life, how many times you did the right thing? That's called wisdom. You get my point or not? The brother can easily say, I get a job. Hallelujah, $100,000 a year. As the horse are located, Alaska. What's your job? To feed the fish. Brother, there's no wisdom involved. There's only money involved. Brother, every right thing you make, for instance, I'm saved, that's wisdom. I come into church life, that's wisdom. I love the Lord, that is wisdom. I consecrate myself, that is wisdom. I live unto Christ, that is wisdom. From now I have no more future, that is wisdom. My life for nothing but for Christ and the church, that is wisdom. And all this wisdom needs you to have a knowledge to return. When I see human life, when I see the value of human life, I realize there's nothing more crucial, more precious than give my whole being to Christ.
Amen.
That is wisdom. Then when you turn that wisdom into knowledge, it becomes your return. You tell the Lord, Lord, my life will be for you and for you alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is knowledge. Do you get my point or not? So here it says, who is this Christ? Why is this Christ so marvelous? In Christ, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. If anything God has spoken to you, it is in Christ. If you have any proper reaction, that is because of the operation of Christ. Christ produced them all. Then more than that, in Christ dwell the fullness of Godhead bodily. In other words, God is a spirit. As a spirit, it's not seeable. But one day, this very God became a human being.
Amen.
In this human being, Jesus, there is fullness of the Godhead.
Amen.
That's why this very Christ dwell the fullness of Godhead bodily. Eventually you can say that, oh, marvelous God, how I worship you for your mingling with humanity.
Amen.
That is Christ. Then finally, Christ is head of all rule and authority. Don't think Satan is that powerful. And don't think Bush is that powerful. Of course, Bush is not so powerful. I mean, get all messed up. But anyway, no matter how he messed things up, he's better than the other one. And look, at least he didn't get 400 kids. How do you say that? Kidnapped or whatever. How do you say that? What is your word? Jason's school in Russia? 400 kids, right? And 100 kids died. 100 kids died. 55 kids died. 155 children died. Brother, I mean, it warned you two things. Number one, some fight is not that easy, so don't be so critical. And number two, don't become a religious zealot. That is a result of a religious zealot. You know those, how do you call this kind of person?
Who?
Terrorists, yeah, those terrorists. According to their belief, if you can have a bomb and blow something up, you will go to heaven and marry 70 wives. And they really believe it. I mean, you begin to laugh. Oh, what kind of thing is this? But those who did it, they really believe it. That's why even young kids want to do it. I tell you, brothers. But I'm thankful. Christ is ahead of all the rule and authority.
Amen.
Satan, you are under Christ.
Amen.
Evil devils, you are under Christ.
Amen.
Evil forces, you are under Christ.
Amen.
Then government, you are under Christ.
Amen.
The mayor in Cleveland, you're under Christ.
Amen.
Positive, negative, in light, in darkness. All the rule, all the authority are under Christ.
Amen.
This is why Christ is a mystery of God.
Amen.
Shouldn't we only care for Christ?
Amen.
Shouldn't we testify we only care for Christ?
Amen.
How about let's sing that song again. We only care for Christ.
We only care for Christ.
We visit and we testify.
We only care for Christ.
Sisters.
We only care for Christ.
Amen.
We
care for Christ. Amen.
We
take and we testify. We only care for Christ. Brothers.
We only care for Christ.
We only care for Christ.
We taste it and we testify.
We only care for Christ.
Praise the Lord. And we still have close to 20 minutes. Can we feel free to have some fellowship? We'll bring the last part to tomorrow's sharing.
Amen.